And finally, we've got a group effort from Emily Cornelis, Jen Luton, and Amy Cruz. Emily does handmade original clothing, mostly for kids, including the two pieces she's donated for our show. They are a collaboration with fellow local fiber artists, Jen Luton and Amy Cruz. So if we can maybe just go down the line and feel free, whoever wants to start. One of the questions I'm asking everybody is how you got started in art. Was that something that came through school? Was that something you got into at home when you were a kid, or you found some other way in your life?
I'll go first. This is Amy. So my first art memory was when I was in second grade and I won a poster contest for a safety sign. Like, it was like they were putting on a poster contest and I got first place and I was so proud of that. And that was my first memory. And then I just have always been really drawn to drawing and being creative.
Okay. Jen, how about you?
I think my first art memory was I was a little kid doing some doodles and I had some cotton balls and I glued them on top of my mountains and my aunt, she just loved it. And she said, you could be an artist. And I don't know how old I was, probably like 4 or 5, you know, the age where you do stuff like that. But I definitely remembered that and kind of gave me permission to explore that. And I've always been a little different and liked, you know, to explore all different types of mediums and take in a lot of art, too. I like to look at it and go to museums and see what other people are creating as well. And as a business, I got involved with this about 10 or 12 years ago when it was just a hobby. I was at an art fair in Mountain View in Anchorage, and some people were hosting a tie-dye little workshop where they allowed you or taught you how to make something. And after that, I got really into it and decided I wanted to try to figure out how it worked on my own. So that's how I kind of got started in my art.
Okay. Emily, how about you?
So I think that I never really considered myself much of an artist. I actually always thought I was really terrible at art in school. Like, it was not a natural thing for me. And so I started out more as like a knitter. My family has a long line of people who knit. And so we started knitting when we were fairly young, but I don't know that I ever considered that to be art. But I like sort of infusing my own way of doing things. Like, I would learn a pattern, but then I'd always want to know how I could vary the pattern and do it a little bit differently. And so then from knitting, I branched into sewing a few years ago, I guess, mostly for my own kids. And so that's been a really fun process, just in feeling proficient enough that I can take a lot of creative liberties now. It's really just like within the last year or so that I've started to enjoy doing more of, like, I suppose, the art end of things. But maybe I feel like I'm less of an artist in the traditional sense. And that's why I like pairing with these two ladies who I think bring a lot of really unique things to the art world. And then I like being able to sort of take advantage of putting those together into something that people can wear.
And how did you three come to this collaboration?
This is Amy. I approached Emily at the Christmas Bazaar in Kenai, obviously not last year, but the year before. I had been admiring her beautiful clothing that she makes and just seeing how original it was and how she worked with some fabrics and different panels. So things I was drawn to artistically, and I had collaborated with another seamstress in town, Susanna with Mountain Mama, and I really, really enjoyed that creative sort of fusion, and it inspired me, and it in turn inspired her, and it like fuses two different art forms into a new art form. And then Jenny also collaborated with Susanna with the tie-dye.
Yeah, I worked with Susanna. We were good friends, and we couldn't help but overlap in a lot of things that we did, so she had asked me to dye some, like, embellishment. She put a lot of stuff on things. And so she had, you know, originally got me started on that. And she was just really liking how it complemented what she was already making. And I was happy to work with her because, like Amy was thing. I think that we crave connection with other people and we like to collaborate because, well, two heads are better than one, and you can make something that you've never made and you can be exposed to different kinds of mediums, and it's just cool to be a part of something. And then for this project, I've known Emily for quite a while, and she reached out to me a long time ago as well. It took probably a year to get this project rolling, but we got together and dyed some fabric, and she made some great stuff with it, and we just did it again the other day. So all that stuff's in the dye bath right now, waiting to get washed out here in the next day or two. So yeah, and if this goes well, we'll probably do it again. I enjoy dyeing stuff for other people, and sometimes you can't spend all the time on one project, so you have to spend the amount of time you want, and then you pass it on to somebody else, and they can make it even better.
So how functionally does the collaboration work? As Jen was saying, is it more of a, you know, you each do your own step and then turn it over to the other person, and whatever they do with it, they do with it? Or is it more of a kind of holistic, like, well, this is the end product that we've all discussed, and then we do our portion of it?
No, so this is Emily. So we will collaborate on like the fabric itself, but mm-hmm. then once the fabric is printed, I've been really fortunate that these two ladies just kind of let me do what I want with it. And so that's been really, really kind of fun, because I don't enjoy like batch sewing where I would make like a lot of the same item. I like doing things according to whatever I feel like doing. And I will do custom orders for people, but I prefer to make what I want to make out of things. And so this has given me like a lot of creative freedom. And then the cool thing is that I can share that. And, you know, one great thing about social media is there are lots of different networks that you can be tied into. And so the response has been overwhelmingly enthusiastic for the fabrics that we've put together. And so I'm just really excited to see where that is going to go. Amy and I we've run a couple of custom printed rounds for me to use, but there are many, many people who want to also buy that fabric. And so we did kind of a really small round of fabric that was available for retail. And then we just sent a fairly large round to the printing company this last week. And so I'm really excited to see what other people make with her fabric. And then Jen and I are setting up some local tie-dye classes here where people can come and dye fabric. And, you know, my hopes for that are that people will be able to create whatever they want with it. I'd like to add, this is Jen. I wanted to say, I think we all are able to stick with what we're good at and what we like to do, and then we can trust the other people to do the same, you know, so I wouldn't try to tell Emily how to put something together because, well, I have no idea how that works. So it's fun because I get to do what I'm good at, and it's like, all, you know, if you collaborate with somebody else and there's a level of trust you have with what you've made, you know, and Emily's very tidy, you know, very tidy sewer, and really, you just make everything look so nice. All of the stuff that you've made is just put together really well. So I'm really happy to be able to collaborate with someone who does such a good job, because it showcases my stuff off in a way that I don't know how.
Amy, you've certainly done a ton of collaborations with various different artists. How does that process work for you?
I love working with other people's art, but I don't like to have people really dictating how I work with it, kind of like what Emily was saying. That kind of just squashes the creativity for me anyway, to be like, well, if it's like, I have an idea, I think that this would look really nice, I can go with that. But if it's like, you have to do this very specific thing and I'm not sure that I can, it can just really stifle my creativity. My other types of artist collaborations is I will take other traditional artists' work and either edit pieces of it or make patterns with it. So I make the fabric for her, but she gives me input, and we just kind of go back and forth and just develop something that we're both really excited about. And then I'm so excited to see what she does with it in return, because it just makes it this whole new, completely different piece of art.
In terms of, from a business standpoint, so you all have your successful businesses that you do individually, and then to collaborate with someone else who has a following and a storefront, even if it's a digital storefront, but their own kind of platform for advertising and their own customer base and all that. Did having synergy or crossover or access to somebody else's market, is that something that's appealing to you guys as well when you're doing collaborations like this? Or is it more just purely the, ooh, she does cool stuff, I want to play around with, you know, the stuff that she does?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it is, it's great marketing. It really is. It is more than just the artistic part of it. The marketing aspect is amazing. And yes, our community is small and our customers do overlap, but we all sort of travel in different niches of art and products. And the fact that my art and my clothes that I already make are being put in front of another audience, which is Emily's audience, it's huge. It's a great marketing tool because we're supporting each other and neither one of us, we're not having to pay for social media ads for that type of marketing. And my customers have trust in me and her customers have trust in her, and we don't have to earn that trust again. So it's incredibly valuable in that sense as well.
This is Jen. I think for me, it's more of the second one where you said where I kind of just try to follow my bliss, and I'm actually not interested in growing my business anymore because I do everything. So I've had to come to terms with the fact that things have slowed down for me over the past few years, and I'm actually really happy with that. So for me, I just feel excited to work with people who are doing things that I think are cool. And I also get a lot of really positive feedback from people that are just in a way like inspired by the fact that we do these types of things. And it's really sweet in a way, but it's also kind of like, well, if you do what you want, you can probably be successful too, you know, and it's not like it's all fun and easy. Like, I mean, I have a tie-dye business, which a lot of people equate with just like awesome fun and everything like that. And I have amazing customers. I work really hard. I try to make decisions that I'm comfortable with because I buy a lot of clothing. So yeah, I think that for me, marketing isn't really an issue.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, the art part is the creative fun and games part, but then once you stick business on the end of anything, like, well, there goes the fun for the most part.
It's not fun. Yeah, it isn't fun doing all other things, but if you have to do them anyway, it is nice to work together to do them.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So for me, maybe I'm kind of like somewhere in the middle. My business was not like an intended thing, I suppose. It has been sort of an outgrowth of a hobby, and it has grown exponentially in the last year in ways that I did not anticipate happening. It is also like not my primary career. It's a side job for me. And so I always have kind of this fine line, I suppose, between like almost growing it too much. I get really, really excited about ideas and collaborations and like where I see potential for growth. And then I have to remind myself that like I have other obligations in my life. And so I suppose it's kind of a combination of both. Like the marketing isn't necessarily intentional on my part, but it is appreciated. And I recognize that like there's a lot of cool opportunities for us to tap into each other's markets. But I also am at the point in my business right now where it's grown to a point that without some additional support, it would begin to encroach upon my primary day job, if that makes sense. So I have to like figure out how all of that is going to work too. For me, I think it's sort of rooted like in what Jen's saying, where I just get really excited about the ideas, and if they work out, great. But then I also do see the practical end of things where I recognize like, oh, this is really cool. Like I can send customers over to Amy and she can send customers over to me because they appreciate sort of this overlapping interest area, and the same thing with Jen's customers.
Right. Okay. So as three women who have a lot going on in your lives, and art and your art businesses are not the only things on your plates, what does art do for you in your life? Since you don't have just, you know, endless amounts of free time to spend doing it, there must be something beyond just the making a little bit of money at it aspect.
I think it's definitely, I didn't realize how therapeutic art was for me until this past year where I basically didn't do any.
And I started letting that energy out in different ways, like painting a mural on my front door or doing projects on my house or other things, you know, that I had never done before with other people who were just offering it. I also have in the past couple of years done some like therapeutic art workshops and seeing how powerful it can be for people who don't do it every day even, you know. So it's very much therapy. It's a way for me to express myself and to kind of sharpen that image I have of myself and what I want to be and create a really beautiful something in the way. And I also get to be a part of other people's lives in kind of a weird way, you know, because they buy something that I've made and they love it and wear it and gift it or, you know, keep it or whatever. So it's kind of like a connection to people. And to me, that is pretty much what life is all about. So I really appreciate the fact that people have supported me over the years and, you know, my family and friends and businesses, and people really think of ways to go out of their way to support the artists in this community. And without them, we would literally starve. So we appreciate them a lot.
This is Emily. For me, it is like a way of like helping me stay balanced. It's something that I do that I enjoy and I love, and it allows me, I think, because I don't know, I think we all have a need for like some sort of creative outlet. And because maybe I don't feel like I'm very good at like the traditional source of art, it's a way for me to like be very creative in a way that's very fulfilling. And I agree, like this last year particularly, it was really a great way of just managing and relieving all the stress of everything going on in the world.
This is Jen. I just wanted to add one more thing. I've been doing a lot of reading about art as therapy and the fact that we all have an X amount of creative energy. And if we don't use it, it can kind of turn into anxiety, because that is really creative for your mind.
This is Amy. I have big feelings about art. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about things that are really big in my life. And I just need it to function. It puts my mind at ease. I have this need in me to express myself through visual art.
Fair enough. That'll work. And then last question for you all is where folks can find you, find more information about you, get a hold of your products, if you have websites or social media.
Yeah, this is Amy again. All of my apps and my website and all that, that's Love from Alaska. That's my clothing line and also my art.
This is Jen. I have a website. It's called aktiedye.com. I also have a bunch of clothing for sale at Sugar Magnolias and Soldotna, and I will be at the Wednesday Market this summer. So those are some great places to find me. And here is Emily.
My website is sewnwithlove.com. And I do use my website. I also am most active on my Facebook page, which is the same name, Sewing with Love by EAK. And I use my VIP group. And so that's where I keep most of my updated information. And then I also have an Instagram account.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much.